1. 7 things you didn't know you need to know. I'm Kira Rebbins and this is the Smart 7 Ireland Edition.
Good morning, it's Tuesday the 29th of November. It's National Chocolates Day. Happy birthday Gemma Chan, Anna Faris, Lauren German and Ryan Giggs. Protests have continued to spread in China as citizens push back against Xi Jinping's zero COVID policy. Hundreds of demonstrators and police clashed from Beijing to Shanghai in the most significant public display of defiance since Tiananmen Square. The wave of civil disobedience is unprecedented in mainland China in the past decade and is the biggest test for President Xi Jinping since he secured a historic third term in power. One BBC journalist got caught up in the commotion. He was tackled and arrested by Chinese police.
Now.
Meanwhile, a protester outside the Chinese consulate in London says that the people need to stand up against their government's oppression.
People in China are being oppressed. Every group of people are being oppressed. And we have been oppressed for years and decades. And we want to change that. Somebody needs to stand up. We need to stand up. To stand against this authoritarian regime.
And spokesperson for the Chinese Communist Party, Victor Gao, says that he thinks the government will listen.
It is very rare for a massive protest to take place in multiple cities in China. Therefore, I do believe that the Chinese government authorities will need to analyze the situation very carefully and do their best to heed the legitimate demands as expressed in many of these protests.
Meta has been fined €265 million by the Irish Data Protection Commission after a security breach that affected hundreds of millions of Facebook users. In 2021, up to 533 million users' personal details appeared in an online hacking forum, a direct breach of Facebook parent company Meta's obligations under European GDPR rules. The Irish-based watchdog agency regulates any breaches that relate to GDPR in the EU and previously fined Meta a record fine of €405 million in September for breaches at Instagram. Meta are appealing that decision, but according to Helen Dixon, the Data Protection Commissioner, the size of the new fine is intended as a warning for other companies that process personal data.
We ultimately imposed a significant sanction. The risks are considerable for individuals in terms of scamming, spamming, smishing, phishing, and loss of control over their personal data. So we imposed a fine of €265 million in total and imposed corrective measures, which Facebook must now comply with.
Recent changes in ownership and staffing structures at the controversial social media company Twitter have also raised concerns with the Data Protection Commissioner. Twitter's European headquarters are located in Dublin, and Helen Dixon said that they're keeping a close eye on the evolving situation, especially in relation to its obligations around data protection staff.
So far, we're getting answers from Twitter. There is an acting data protection officer in place. But with each passing day, of course, the story is changing and the media reports are evolving in terms of who's departed and who's staying.
In the Ukraine, the country is bracing for another mass missile strike this week aimed at its power grid. But in between, the Russians are sporadically shelling cities with no apparent strategic aim other than to cause casualties. It comes as the First Lady of Ukraine visited Downing Street during her trip to London. Olena Zelenska is visiting the capital to participate in an international conference on the use of sexual assault and violence as a weapon in war. Speaking at the Preventing Sexual Violence and Conflict Initiative, she addressed Russia's use of sexual violence.
This is another weapon in their arsenal in this war conflict. That is why it's extremely important to recognize this as a war crime.
It doesn't look like we're going to break the bank this Christmas, as a new report shows that spending by Irish consumers in December is estimated to stay in line with last year's figures. The report published by Retail Ireland showed that last year households spent an average extra €978 in December 2021, and due to the cost of living crisis, this will stay the same this year. In total, it's estimated that €5.39 billion will be spent by Irish consumers in the run-up to Christmas Day. That's €1.86 billion more than other months during the year. And with inflation currently running at 9.2%, Arnold Dillon, Director of Retail Ireland, says that Irish shoppers are looking for more value for money this year.
We saw a significant rise in retail sales during the start of the year, and some of that has eased off as cost of living concerns have come back. But on balance, we think we'll end up at the same place as last year, and that's not a bad position. Last year was a really good year for retail.
Still to come in the Smart 7 Ireland edition, it's the big game for England and Wales tonight, and BBC Radio 4 reveals its Super Trooper guest editors for Christmas. Right after this.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
Welcome back.
Monday saw Portugal and Brazil both head to the last 16 of the World Cup with relatively easy wins against Uruguay and Switzerland. England take on Wales on Tuesday night in what will be a mammoth showdown between the two British teams. It's their third and final game of Group B for the 2022 World Cup and will decide who goes through to the next round. Wales must beat England for the first time since 1984 on Tuesday to be in with a chance of making the knockout phase. And Gareth Bale seems adamant that Wales have what it takes.
The main thing for us all is we've stuck together as a group like we always done, and like we'll fight again, we'll go on the pitch, we'll give everything. And I think our supporters know that no one can ever question our commitment, but we'll all stick together through thick and thin, through the ups and downs, and like I said, we'll give everything again tomorrow.
The guest editor lineup has been announced for BBC Radio 4's Today programme. For the past 19 years, the programme has handed over the editorial reins to high-profile public figures during the week between Christmas and New Year. This year, it will include Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe, Jamie Oliver, and most surprisingly, musical legend Abbas Bjorn.
I'm really excited about this because I've never had the possibility of having at my disposal an army of journalists who can go out and explore topics that I'm interested in and to find people for me to talk to.
Director of Whiplash and La La Land, Damien Chazelle is back with a brand new movie called Babylon. It's set in 1920s LA and stars Brad Pitt, Margot Robbie and Diego Calva. It's got everything you'd expect, outsized ambition and outrageous success as it tracks the rise and fall of its cast of Hollywood characters during the Roaring 40s.
And the girl seems nice.
She is. She has no idea what's next.
There's a new sensibility now. People care about morals.
I've never done nothing except disappoint people my whole life. But I made it on my terms, not theirs.
This has been the Smart 7 Ireland Edition. Wherever you're listening, do us a favour and hit the follow button. We're back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have yourself a great day.
Written, produced and published by Daft Doris.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland Edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.